Now, the role of undercover journalism has become the topic of much debate as moral and ethical issues are being raised. The question as to whether it is the way to fight corruption in the society and the country still remains unanswered. Peggy Amofasowa in this piece explores the importance of investigative journalism in nation building. Undercover journalism is a form of journalism in which a reporter tries to fish for information or unearth a hidden truth. If undercover journalism is an active lie to get to the truth, then eventually trust can possibly be broken between reporters and the public. Undercover journalism can be a powerful tool, but must be used cautiously. This type of journalism requires a lot of creativity and training. The president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Roland Afelmoni, said investigative journalism is necessary for the development of the country. He underscored the need for more journalists to be trained in that field.
The use of undercover journalism, if it's in the overriding national interest. So we fully back this special branch of journalism, which calls for a special approach, which calls for dedication, which calls for expertise for any journalist to make a mark. And we are happy that Anas has emerged as an iconic investigative journalist.
But is it a way to fight corruption?
Certainly, yes, because corruption is so endemic and so systemic in this part of the world that any superficial approach will not work. If you're tackling corruption from the root and not the branch, so the branch approach underlines the need for undercover journalism to unravel the underpinnings of corruption. So what's happening now reinforces the need to train and deploy as many journalists as possible to do undercover journalism.
A cross-section of the public also stressed the need to enforce the law on corruption.
I don't think undercover journalism alone can help, because how many of them do we even have in our country? Your social life and so many things, you are deprived of a lot of things. Just like, Supreme Court judges and judges themselves. But certainly some people have to take up that mantle and do it. But the system itself is supposed to check everybody. The law on corruption, our functions as workers, wherever you find yourself working, you should be proactive.
Me and you, we receive bribe undercover. So with these undercover investigations, it will expose us. And we will stop the corrupt practices in the country. The law of proactive, it should be active in the country to arrest anybody at all, even including my father.
Undercover journalism can be a way in fighting corruption. But if the law on corruption is not functioning properly, then undercover journalism is nothing. So the law must be proactive.